This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States is expressing grave concern at the unrest in Hong Kong after tensions escalated between police and protesters over the weekend. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Monday that the Hong Kong government bears primary responsibility for bringing calm to Hong Kong. It called violence on either side unacceptable. In the past few days, Hong Kong police have threatened to fire live bullets if demonstrators did not stop using weapons during protests. Earlier on Monday, police tightened the barricade around the Polytechnic University and prevented dozens of students from breaking through police lines. The president of Polytechnic University said he has brokered a truce with police that would allow the hundreds of protesters trapped inside the campus to leave peacefully. But it's unclear when and whether that truce would take effect. President Trump says he will strongly consider testifying in the House impeachment investigation. AP correspondent Rita Foley.
President Trump is suggesting he may be willing to testify in writing, even though he says he did nothing wrong. He tweets that he doesn't want to give credibility to the no due process hoax, but he wants to get Congress focused again. On Sunday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi publicly invited the president to testify, pushing back against his complaints that the process was stacked against him. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer pointed out the White House has blocked witnesses from appearing and said that begs the question, what is he hiding? Rita Foley, Washington.
China is calling on the U.S. military to stop flexing its muscles in the South China Sea. The comment came as the Chinese defense minister met with U.S. Defense Secretary Mike Esper. The United States accuses China of militarizing the South China Sea and trying to intimidate Asian neighbors who might want to exploit its extensive oil and gas reserves. You're listening to VOA News.